Oh.
Hiya.
Hi, Adam.
Paxley, a wicket down already?
That was almost two.
Yeah. Not a great opening.
No. Though if I was the Gilbert's Cross captain, I'd set a more attacking field.
You would?
Yeah. Put a man in that silly mid-cover leg.
It'd have to be quite a gymnast.
Adam, hi, you made it.
Yeah, dragged myself away from the sprayer.
Paxley's struggling a bit.
Yes.
Loose balling.
You think so?
Definitely.
All straight from the bluffer's guide to village cricket.
Hey.
Well, it's great to see the whole family here.
Yeah, well, Ruth had a few hours to kill before milking.
No, so. I wanted to come. Got to support the team. Only a fortnight to our first cup match.
You're right. And with Gilbert's Cross on this form...
I'd still rather face them than Paxley.
Yeah?
If they get through.
Yes, the game's not over yet.
I'm enjoying it anyway. A nice change from strip cups and CMT paddles.
Yeah, it is.
Your cell count's still on the way down?
Early days, yeah.
Well, it's heading the right way.
Anyway, what with that and our cow costumes...
Cows?
Yeah, it's the kids' idea for the fundraiser.
It sounds like a challenge.
You must have been mad. I don't even know where to start.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Four?
Oh, he'll get three off that.
He's the Paxley captain?
Yeah, Mark Watson.
That was a good shot.
Yeah, he's the one to watch, I reckon.
No, he's getting complacent. Not after yesterday's performance against Croxley.
Oh, you heard about that.
Okay, you won, but...
Yes, we should have wiped the floor with him.
Tom dropping an easy catch, Christopher throwing it away.
It's no need to rub it in.
We'll all be working hard at nets.
And this extra training night that Alice has got lined up.
When is that?
I don't know yet, he hasn't said.
Who's that facing now?
It's the number three, Andy Jackson.
He was nearly out a minute ago.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Extra training might be a problem for me with Brian away.
Yeah, well...
Hungry?
No, Dublin, some marketing conference.
Right.
All expenses paid, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He got him.
20 for two. This could be the start of a collapse.
Look, throw it on the ground, a small bit at a time.
Will they run away?
Now, well, if you keep really still, they might come and eat out of your hand. You have a try.
We'll just sit here, okay?
Okay.
Right, now, look, yeah, let me...
It's okay. Fine.
Come on, ducks. Come on.
Really? He's getting the hang of this.
Yes.
My dad used to bring us here when I was little. Stephen's Green on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Fine. Rory's just so thrilled to have you here. He's been so excited.
I'm sorry I wasn't in time to see you yesterday.
We're lucky to have you at all. I'm so glad.
We'll have plenty of time together over the next few days. You, me...
Can you really stay so long? What about the farm?
Ah, don't worry about that.
Can't leave it to run itself.
Well, remember, it's not a busy time of year for us. Adam's quite able to manage.
And Jennifer?
She understands why I need to be here.
Does she?
I talked it all through with her and tried to persuade her to come with me.
What?
It's difficult for her. I can understand why. But I just thought if she had the chance to meet Rory, it might make all the difference.
Maybe.
Hey, that's it, Rory. Here, don't let the greedy ones take it all.
They're funny.
Oh, Brian. I don't want to make a whole lot of trouble for you.
Hey, don't you worry about that.
But I don't want you to rush off home either.
Well, there's no danger of that. Speaking of which, how are we doing for time?
No hurry. I said to Mum we'd be back for tea.
Now, you're sure about this? Because I can always go back to the hotel.
Well, she wants to meet you.
Okay.
You needn't stay long. Just pop in and say hello.
It's all gone.
All right. Come here. Now, let's see if we can find you some more.
So,
How was the match?
Close. Paxley got off to a shaky start.
Do you think you'll be able to beat them?
Yeah, I'd say we've got a pretty fair chance.
Are you going straight home?
No, I ought to have a look at the deer. Just came to grab a drink before I...
Oh! Ah, no! Look, they're ruined.
What?
Oh, these brownies for Alice. Oh! First I forgot the chocolate chips and now look, I burnt them.
No, they look fine to me.
Oh, they were a special treat for her and now they're spoilt. She hates them overcooked.
Mum, leave the brownies. Here, sit down.
Oh, Adam, what am I going to do?
You look tired, not sleeping.
How can I when I know Brian's over there with... that he's chosen to be in Dublin with Rory and Siobhan instead of here with me.
This isn't going to help.
He knew it would hurt me. I didn't stop him. Nothing I could have said or done would have stopped him. Can't you see how it makes me feel?
So he went over. But that doesn't mean that he...
And it must mean something. It
doesn't mean that he still doesn't care about you as much as ever.
Oh, he cares more about Rory.
Yes, he loves his son.
Oh, yeah, loves. I'm only just beginning to understand. All those secret trips to Germany, the lies, the pretense. He seems prepared to do anything. Where do I fit into all this? I mean, you tell me.
Okay, I'm on your side.
I mean, do I call him and beg him to come home, or do I just sit here and wait until he decides if he's going to?
Look, it's no use wearing yourself down by worrying. Try and take a step back and think clearly about this.
Oh, Adam.
Hard, I know, but I'm trying to help.
Last night I lay awake, wondering if he'd ever come back.
Mum, whatever his reasons, this was something he had to do. We've got to accept that. He'll be back.
I do hope so. Anyway, Alice will be home in a few minutes. Don't want her to see me like this.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll get back out.
Yes, darling, you mustn't let me hold you up.
Well, remember what I said. Try not to worry.
Right, I'll do this. I know how to load a dishwasher.
Brian.
When are you wearing yourself out?
I hope that wasn't too much of a trial for you.
No, not at all.
It was, I know. I'm so sorry.
Hey.
That's just that my mother was.
She has her own royalties. I can understand that.
But I wish you hadn't made it quite so obvious.
Look, she made us a lovely tea. No scones.
You have to understand. She's not herself at all. She's been so upset by my illness. She's finding it very hard to deal with.
Well, of course I understand that.
And ever since my dad died, she's become... Well, possessive's the wrong word, but... Neve and I and Rory were just about all she's got.
And she wants Neve to have Rory.
Yes.
So I quite understand why I'm not her favourite person.
I think what worries her most is the idea of Rory going off with someone she doesn't know to a different country. She's afraid she might lose touch with them altogether.
No.
Well, you can see why she might think...
Yes, but look, you know I'd never let that happen, I swear. I'd make sure your mother could see him as often as possible.
Thanks. I know you'd do your best.
So you must tell her. She's no need to worry on that score.
Well, we're still back where we started. Unless Jennifer has a change of heart. I'll have to go to Neve anyway.
Siobhan, whatever Jenny decides...
Okay. Maybe we should leave all that for now.
All right, then. Come on. You're looking tired.
Sorry, Brian.
No.
It's been lovely seeing you. And I'm so glad you came over, but...
Maybe it's time I got back to the hotel.
Yes.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hi.
Hi.
Phil gone home?
Yeah.
What's the verdict on the silage?
Another fortnight. Maybe 10 days.
Ruth? What?
spike helmets.
Yeah?
Seem to have sprouted wings.
Not wings. Ears.
Oh. These are for the cow costumes.
Yes, David. What else would there be for?
Right, sorry. So you're making the ears from cardboard and gluing them to the bike helmets.
Oh, how else am I supposed to do it?
No, that's...
If you think you can do better...
No, really, I'll just rinse my hands.
We've kept putting it off. If we don't start now, they'll never get made.
No, of course not.
Look, it's no good, but they keep falling off.
Look, listen, we're both tired. It's been a long day.
Oh!
Let's give it a break for now, eh?
Adam?
Hi, I'm just off.
Would you like to take some of these?
Oh.
Brownies. I made a fresh batch. Oh,
thanks.
Alice isn't even coming in tonight. She's staying over with Amy now.
Okay.
Oh, so the place is well and truly empty. Feels quite strange.
Mum.
Hmm?
So, Brian's gone. But he didn't want to leave you here. He asked you to go with him.
Adam, how could I?
Easily. Alice can look after herself. I'll be around.
I know, but in...
You could book a flight for tomorrow.
Well, if I do that, it...
I'm sure Brian would be only too delighted. He wants you there, or he wouldn't have asked.
But if I do, it would be like... Like giving in and saying that I'll take Rory.
No, it doesn't have to be like that.
Why else would I go to Dublin?
You could make it clear right from the start that you're not making any commitments.
I still don't see why I should go.
Mum, what this does prove is that nothing's going to stop Brian having contact with his son. Whatever happens to Siobhan, Rory means as much to him as any of us. And you're saying you never even want to meet him?
I don't know. But even if I do, how's that going to help?
Staying here and worrying yourself sick isn't going to help either. It's only making things worse. So why not go in now and book your flight?
No. No, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I won't come too close in case he's
bored. He doesn't like his mane combed.
Oh.
You've come to remind me about the churchyard meeting?
Yes. As it's such a nice day, I thought we could meet on site.
Yeah, why not?
As you know, we've had quite a good response to my article in the newsletter.
Yes, I talked to Dad and he's very keen to monitor the bird life.
Oh, good. And you're quite happy to take on the headstones?
Yes.
Update their locations, make sure they all match the graveyard plans?
Yeah, should be quite interesting.
Fine. So, 12 o'clock sharp by the church door.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring a picnic.
Oh, well, please try and be punctual.
Oh, good.
My first time off for ages, and I've got such a full afternoon, you wouldn't believe. And as soon as the children are out of school, it'll be my last chance to rehearse them for the barber's pole.
Oh, yes. How's it going?
You know what I think, Shula? I think reality TV has a lot to answer for. Children. These days, teamwork seems to be a completely alien concept to them.
Oh.
It's all me, 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 see who can make the most fuss and grab the most attention.
Oh.
I'm afraid that kind of attitude just doesn't work around the Maypole.
No.
But never fear, we'll get there in the end.
Lily left a writing book behind.
Oh, and I reminded her last night.
Oh, it's okay. Miss Freeman said she can bring it in tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, and Elizabeth, I thought I'd better tell you. There's a bit of job dissatisfaction amongst the staff.
What?
Well, apparently, Bert's been saying he's feeling creatively stifled as a room steward.
Creatively stifled? Oh,
according to Roy, he was moaning about it down the pub.
So what does he want to do? Entertain the visitors with a little song and dance number?
Yeah, give him the chance. I thought I'd better warn you anyway.
Thanks. Honestly, he's barely started.
Right, well...
And he's been dropping enough hints. He wants to be a tour guide already.
Yeah, I'm going to nip into town. I've decided I'm going to buy those shoes. They're keeping them back for me.
The ones you couldn't afford?
Well, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Hey, yes. The big 3-0.
Yes, great. I'm fed up with being 29.
Me too. Has Roy said where he's taking you?
There's a new club in Felpersham.
Sounds fun.
And we're going for a drink and a meal first.
Lizzie!
Oh, I'll see you later then.
Oh, Hayley, wait, you must see this.
What?
Look, Lizzie, Look, you remember I wrote to Cousin Lucille? Well, she's emailed me back.
From Canada?
Yeah. Here, look. It's all about great Uncle Rupert.
Gosh, it's quite a long email.
And it's all terribly interesting. Absolutely fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. You see, apparently we've all had quite the wrong idea about Rupert. And Lucille's heard the true story from her grandmother.
Nigel, I'd love to stay and hear it all, but I really must get moving.
I'll see you after school.
No, I'm taking the twins straight to Ambridge, remember?
Ah.
For Linda's maypole practice.
Of course. Just testing.
And I'll have to try and drag Phoebs along somehow.
Drag her?
Oh, they've had so many practices. She's getting fed up with the whole thing. So if Linda's not careful, she'll have a mutiny on her hands.
Bye, then.
Bye, Hilly.
I think she may be right. Lily was moaning a bit last night.
Now, Lizzie.
Though I think Freddie would put on a tutu to be with Molly. It's so sweet.
Don't you want to hear about Rupert?
Nigel, darling, I'd love to, but we really must do that guest list first.
Oh, all right.
And then we'll have a coffee and you can tell me all about it.
Oh, this is all right. Oh, you should have brought me suntan cream.
Mm.
Deck chair might have come in handy.
Oh, it's quite dry here on the grass.
Now then.
Oh, I'll put me coat down first.
Are we all quite comfortable?
Ah, yes, this'll do nicely.
Good. Now, I've got
the chair. Listen.
Ah, there he goes again.
Oh, isn't that nice? I only heard my first the weekend before last.
Good. It's good to know they're still coming.
Well...
Now, there seems to be a few less each year, I reckon.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That brings me nicely to our first item on the agenda. Phil has kindly agreed to monitor the bird life.
Oh, he'll only have to look out of his back window.
Yes, that's just what I said.
And as I said to Shula...
You needn't worry, Linda. He knows this'll have to be a proper survey.
He'll need to keep a record of all the different species, numbers, nest sites, habitats, feed availability, and Bert...
Ah, now, talking of feed...
What?
Can I smell cheese?
Oh, yes, my picnic.
Ah.
And not just any old cheese, it's Oliver's.
Oh.
Yeah, he and Helen made the first batch last week. Caroline gave me some to try.
Well, it must be getting near lunchtime.
Not quite yet, I'm afraid.
Well, we could have a taste, though. You got any crackers?
Yep. Hang on.
If we could carry on with business...
We can talk as we eat.
Bert, you'll be in charge of monitoring the other wildlife. Mammals, insects and so on.
Well, like the spider that's creeping up your ankle.
What? No.
Got you.
Yes, ha-ha. And that leaves all the botanical species for myself. Now,
there
what
you are,
I was...
Bert.
Ooh, that looks tasty.
Yes, I think it's very good.
Oh, that's a good cheese. I definitely buy some.
Well, Caroline's going to arrange a tasting at Greg Abel's.
Oh.
And Helen's doing one in the shop.
Oh, it's delicious.
If you're quite finished...
Oh, are you? Carry on.
Rather than each of us doing our own thing, I think we should aim for a monthly snapshot of the birds and wildlife that we can post on the website.
Yeah, that sounds a good idea.
That way people can have a year-round picture of all the seasonal changes.
Well, a calendar.
Yes, exactly. Now, if we can move on and talk about our community open day.
Ah, yes.
I've drawn up a list of potential volunteers.
Well, now, well, we've had some thoughts about that myself.
Oh, yes, Bert.
Well, if we're having an open day, you'll need somebody to show people round. A guide.
Yes.
Well, now that I'm a professional...
Oh, that's kind of you to offer, Bert. But as the organiser and coordinator of this whole project, if anyone's going to be a guide, I think it should be me.
Oh.
Okay, remember, Lucille heard all this from Anna, her grandmother, who was Rupert's younger sister.
Okay.
Quite a long story. And Lucille does ramble a bit, so I'll try and summarise it for you.
Thanks.
Well, you remember Daddy always said that Rupert had fallen out with his own father because he wanted to be an artist. Well, that bit was obviously true. He ran off to Paris in his late teens.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah. But after that, his father disowned him completely. He lived off a small allowance from his mother.
Gosh. So there he was, hanging around cafes in Montmartre with Picasso and Renoir.
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, we don't know much about his Paris days. Although the rumour is that he had quite a wild time over there. Drink and general debauchery.
Sounds par for the course.
This was around the turn of the last century. Then, after his father died, he turned up here again, out of the blue, in his early 20s. A complete wreck, ill and penniless. All his dreams of becoming a famous artist had come to nothing.
Oh.
Well, Lucille thinks it was because he was such a lousy painter.
Well, if those pictures were anything to go by.
Yeah. Anyway, the family still disowned him. The only person who took pity on him was his sister, Anna. Mm. She basically nursed him back to health and persuaded his mother to let him have a small cottage on the estate. And this is where the story gets really fascinating.
Go on.
According to Anna, he became a real eccentric.
You do surprise me.
No, listen. He lived all alone in the cottage. Hardly spoke to anyone except Anna. He was a strict vegetarian and a pacifist. It's quite unusual for those days.
Well, he was a parcheter.
Right. Let me finish.
Sorry.
He was also a pantheist. Means he didn't believe in a single god. He thought the whole universe was sacred. So he thought it was wrong to harm any living creature. According to Anna, the cottage was overrun with mice.
Interesting.
And he didn't believe in modern conveniences, such as motor cars and electricity. He cut all his fuel from the estate and made his own candles from beeswax. Carbon neutral, you see. A man ahead of his time.
Well, yes, but what about all this stuff about him being a soldier?
Ah, I was coming to that. Everyone thought he'd live out his life as a harmless recluse. But then, at the start of the First War, he packed up his things and went off to join a field ambulance brigade.
Really? Just like that?
Yes. He served almost 2 years as a stretcher bearer. Then he was killed at the Battle of Ypres.
Wow. So, in the end, he died a real hero.
Yes.
Poor guy. Sounds like your family were really hard on him.
Yeah. You see, they never forgave him. Yes?
Hello? Ah, sorry to bother you.
Bert, come on in.
You're not down to work today, are you?
No. But if it's all right with you, I'd like to have a word about my job.
Ribbon slack! And ready, and round and round. Keep up, Phoebe, you're lagging behind again.
But that's it, Phoebe, you're doing fine.
On and round and... Phoebe, please, you're not even trying. And into the pole, ready, boys. Ben, you stay on the inside. Oh, no, this is... All right. Stop, everyone, stop.
Can we go home now?
I'm sorry, Phoebe. We are not going anywhere until we get this right.
Boring.
Keep your places. Hold on to your ribbons. Now, I'm going to explain this one more time.
Linda.
What?
Can I just have a word? It's quite important.
Very well, if you must.
It's just that they're doing their best, but they've been at school all day. They're quite tired.
Well, I'm tired too.
Yeah, but perhaps you should try a bit more carrots and a bit less stick. Do you know what I mean?
You're not suggesting I buy their corporation. Resort to bribery.
No, but... Well, you did promise Molly a llama ride.
So? They can't all do the cricket run on Wolfgang.
No,
and besides, they ought to be doing it for the sake of the community, not for personal gain.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh.
I was expecting a jolly rural scene with lots of happy children.
Well, as you can see...
This is our last rehearsal. If they can't get it right now, we'll have to call the whole thing off.
But... Linda...
I see what you mean. They all look about to explode.
I'm sure Linda has many talents, but when it comes to dealing with a dozen tired children... Well,
and you were right about Bert, too. He turned up in the office this afternoon.
He's not quit, is he?
No, but he's persuaded Nigel to let him do a trial as a tour guide.
Oh!
I just hope we're doing the right thing.
Get off! Step off! Freddy!
Oh, here we go again.
Freddy! Stop it, Phoebe!
You're with Freddy. You're
now, with Freddy, what's the matter?
She pushed me.
Phoebe?
I didn't touch him.
You did?
Come on, don't be such a total wuss.
Step in!
All right. Now, listen carefully, please. I'm only going to say this once. If you all behave and get this dance done properly, you can all go to the shop and choose yourself a sweet.
See? Like magic?
That's better. Now, shall we give it one more try?
Careful, Rory.
Higher! Push me higher!
Yeah, well, you hold on tight. All right. One more, and...
Why don't you go onto the climbing frame?
May not be tiring him out.
You're doing a grand job.
Okay, I'm going to catch you now. Ready? Oh, there you go. Oh. Now, let's see how well you can climb, because I'm going to sit down with your mother.
Watch me.
Okay, we're watching.
Be careful.
Cool, look at him go. He's got the makings of quite a little athlete.
Oh, must be in the genes.
That's right, perfect in every way.
It's not you he wakes up at 6 in the morning.
Oh, I hope you're not.
No. Mum looked after him. I had a lion.
Oh, good.
Watch me.
Yes, we're still watching. You're doing very well. You're just like a little monkey.
Clever of you to find a hotel with a playground so close.
Oh, yes, that was all carefully planned. Actually, I had no idea till I got there.
It's nice, though. He's having a great time.
Yeah. But you will tell me when you've had enough.
I'm fine. It's a good day for me.
Yeah, you're looking better.
Maybe it's having you here.
Oh.
I haven't felt like this for days. Weeks. It's at times like this I could almost forget.
I wish I could stay for longer.
Have you made any plans?
No, nothing definite. I shan't have to go before Friday at the earliest.
Okay. Well, while I've got you here, how would you like to come round to dinner tonight?
You mean to your mother's?
I'll cook you something special.
Oh, sounds wonderful, but are you sure?
Look, it's a good time for me. Before I start my next chemo. And I've warned Mum, she'll be out for the evening.
Oh. All right, thanks. I'll be delighted.
Hey, look who it is.
Hello.
No, don't tell me you've come to see the maypole dancing.
Well, I might have. So what?
You're getting to be quite a socialite, aren't you? But first the town criers competition and now this.
Well, it's not like you're sport for choice around here, is it? Anyway, I heard the kids are going to mess it up.
Says who?
Oh, my mum. They've been winding up Linda, something proper. Tying themselves up in knots.
You want it to go wrong, don't you?
Oh, I never said that.
Oh, no.
So, how are things with you and Kev then?
Hey, yeah, can you tell me? Do they make cricket whites for girls? Okay, yeah, I'm not that desperate yet. Just need some way to remind him I exist.
Well, I reckon I'd do the job.
I'm giving him one last chance. We're going to Felpersham tonight. The Latino place, you know?
Oh, yeah, very swanky.
Told him I'm going to dress up so we can have a really special cricket-free night. He owes me.
Freddie and Marcus, remember, keep your ribbons tight when you come into the pole.
They're all looking so sweet, aren't they?
Yes. That's a lovely dress of Phoebe's.
Freddie in his short trousers. And they're all so cool and calm about it. No signs of butterflies.
I'm the one with the butterflies. If they can just manage to get this right one more time. Yes, Ben, what is it?
Did you know Sid's got chocolate fudge cake in the bowl?
Has he?
Yeah, he's doing a special kids menu.
I like chocolate.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now off you go and get ready. It's almost time to start.
Oh,
chocolate cake.
Well, after you bribed them yesterday.
Really, please. That wasn't a bribe. Oh. It was just a small reward for their efforts. Oh. And it certainly doesn't mean that I have to do it again.
No, of course not.
Hiya.
Oh, hey, you made it.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Come along, everyone. To your places.
So, how's the birthday, girl?
Fine. Oh, looking forward to our night out.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Do you think I should wear my black dress? Or would a top and skirt be better?
What's a tough one?
If you're going to wear your suit...
Well, we'll try a few things on when we get home.
Yeah, all right, but you'll have to...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh, here we go.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Village Green, where the boys and girls from Loxley Barrett School are going to delight and entertain you with a display of traditional maypole dancing.
They did good, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, go on, don't look so disappointed.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, boys and girls. A well-deserved round of applause for a perfect, quite
flawless performance of the Barber's Pole. And now, over to the Darrington folk dancers, who are going to take us through a selection of other traditional Maypole dances. The Darrington Dancers!
Well done! Well done, everyone! Nobody put a foot wrong. I'm very, very proud of you.
Go on, Ben.
Linda?
Yes, Ben.
Can we have a chocolate fudge cake now?
What?
Chocolate cake, you promised.
Now, Ben.
Chocolate cake.
Freddy, I didn't promise you anything.
Chocolate cake. We want chocolate cake.
Oh, all right, all right. Come on then, everyone. Over to the ball.
Yes!
Great. Not too crowded.
You don't think I'm overdressed?
No! Fantastic. Gorgeous. Proud to be with you.
You're not looking so bad yourself.
Okay, let's find us a seat and I'll get
Look who's there. Is that...
Fallon.
Hey, hello, stranger.
Roy. Hello. Hi, Hayley.
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
You on your own or,
Meeting Kev.
Oh, right.
Supposed to be, anyway.
And that's why you're dressed to kill, eh?
Yeah.
We've come out for Hayley's birthday.
Oh, many happy returns.
Thanks.
Gonna have a drink and a bite here and then go on to a club.
It's nice.
So, where's Kev?
He was meant to be here half an hour ago.
Oh.
Well, it took us ages to park out there.
Yeah. Going round in circles.
We'll have to keep him and Roy apart, or they'll spend all night talking about cricket.
Oh. That's him.
Excuse.
So, white wine or,
It better be good.
What?
Cave's excuse.
Hey, where are you?
Shh. Fallon doesn't look in the mood. He messed around.
No, well, here? We can have a quick chat and then move on.
Yeah, I don't want to look rude.
No, no. Don't suppose they want to hang out as a foursome either.
And I meant what I said about the cricket.
Yeah, right, not one single word, I promise.
Right, where's my bag?
Hey, let me get you this one.
No thanks, I'm going home.
Going?
Do you want to know where Kev is right now? Cricket training.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, some totally lame excuse about Alistair calling a last minute session.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know about this, Roy?
Yeah, I've got text, but is this your birthday?
Oh, that is it. This is the last time I'm being stood up by Kev Machin.
Will you have some more crumble?
Oh, I'm not sure if I could. In a few minutes, perhaps.
Okay.
So good, though.
Oh, Brian, there's nothing. Just a chance for me to show you how much I appreciate what you're doing for us. For me and Rory.
Oh, shit, Vaughan.
I know it must have cost you. Whatever you say. Have you spoken to Jennifer?
Yeah, I called her last night. She's still saying she won't come over.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I do understand. Alice is revising for her exams and Peggy's having problems with Jack.
Yes, yes, I get it.
Siobhan, I know your mother's pushing you to say yes to Neve.
Look, I've told her. I've made it quite clear. I want to be free to make my own decisions.
Well, I know it's asking a lot. It can't be easy for you to keep putting Neve off.
That's not what I want either, Brian. You know that.
Yeah.
And I've seen them together now. Rory's old enough to know his own mind. He's already decided he doesn't get on with her. So, I'll carry on stalling her for as long as I can.
Right.
But, Brian, however hopeful you are, you can't be absolutely certain.
Well, let's hope it never comes to that.
Here.
Sally. Oh.
Come with me a moment.
What?
Come into my room. There's something I'd like you to see.
Here, shift over.
What's happened to the service around here?
Well, your mum's in the ploughman's.
Oh, God, I need a drink.
So, where's Kev?
Sorry, Kev who?
Oh.
I dressed up, went all the way into town, sat in a bar for half an hour, and then he calls to say he's got a training session.
Oh. Oh, say no more.
So, you know, if he'd rather put on spiky boots and run up and down a field with 10 other blokes, then he knows what he can do with his cricket bat.
Ouch.
I mean, what kind of a relationship is that? And this is the man I sold my CDs for. That is it. We're through. It's over.
Well...
I mean, it's not like I didn't try. I went to all those matches. I held his sweater for him. And this is what I get. Who needs it?
Yeah, well...
All this couple-y stuff. It just gives them an excuse to treat you like part of the furniture.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned over the years, it's you're better off on your own.
Too right.
Your relationships are nothing but trouble.
Well, that's it for me. From now on, I'm strictly single.
Oh, well, me too, I reckon.
Hello, Mum! Can we have some service here?
Well, there is a downside, of course. Especially round here. You need other singles to hang out with, don't you?
Yeah.
Or you end up sat in here on your own.
I suppose that could be a problem. It's still, there's you and me now, isn't there?
Yeah, but, well, if we start dating, that's...
Okay, well, how about a non-date, then?
Yeah, a non-date.
I'm up for it.
Okay, yeah, you're on.
I think you took that one. The first time you came over to Hamburg.
Oh, yes.
And, more here of me and Rory when he was a baby.
Mm.
Oh. His birthday cards. Some of my favourite music.
The diary.
This is just a record of some of the things we've done together. So he won't feel there's a big gap in his life.
Yes. Yes, I see.
He'll be too young to have many memories of his own. So this is a sort of memory box. I'll add some more things as I think of them. You don't think I'm being too sentimental?
No. No. Oh, no, it's a lovely idea.
Of course. I'm hoping he's never going to need it, but...
Siobhan.
I want to be ready, just in case.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm going to say something I want you to remember.
Brian.
No, listen. Whatever happens, and whatever Jenny says, I'll always be there to look after Rory. I won't let anything or anyone stand in my way. I promise.
Damn, not again.
Sorry?
More rain heading our way.
April showers.
It's May.
Well, somebody tell the weatherman.
Same thing happened yesterday. Soon as I get the sprayer tanked up.
What about me?
Huh?
I have to go back in. I can't sit and work in the garden.
Yeah, my heart bleeds for you.
Well, at least you're not stuck in your room revising. I'll end up like a troglodyte.
Okay, well, if you feel like some fresh air and exercise, there's always the cricket club fundraiser next week.
Not you as well.
Tack up that pony of yours.
I already told Sheila.
Of course, you're far too busy revising for your A2s. Well, all the rest of us are busy too, Alice.
Okay, it's not my fault Dad's gone off to this thing or whatever. I wish he'd come back. Then maybe people wouldn't be so stressed out all the time.
Hey, what's this? Who's stressed out?
Nothing. It's going to rain.
Oh, yes.
I was just saying, we're all a bit pushed while Brian's away.
Well, he's not on holiday, remember?
Okay.
It's an important conference. He's got to keep up with all the latest EU regulations.
Yes, Mum. And I've got some important revision to do.
Right. What's all that about?
Oh, nothing. She's just being Alice.
Do you think that she...
No, of course not. How could she?
Oh, I can't do this, Adam. I just can't keep this up.
Mum.
Well, I've been trying so hard to carry on as normal and pretend there's nothing wrong for Alice's sake, but, you know, to put my feelings aside and be calm and rational and...
I know.
Well, it's just impossible when I don't know what Brian's doing or what he's thinking. And I feel so wound up inside.
Okay, well, you know what I think.
Well, I can't go to Dublin. I can't.
Come on. Let's go inside. Talk this over.
The chimney piece was also commissioned by Lady Henrietta Pagiter in the neoclassical style. It's a particularly fine example in white marble inlaid with scagliola decoration. Hit Su Ji. Now, if you've all seen enough, we'll move on through to the ballroom. Coco Ni.
Hello. How's he doing?
Well, yes, fine. I think.
You think?
Well, he's sticking pretty much to the book, but...
Nigel, I'm not moving him on too fast, am I?
No, no, you're going at just the right speed.
And am I speaking loud enough?
It may be something wrong with my ears, but there's the odd word I can't quite understand.
You wouldn't.
Why?
But what do you mean?
Because it was in Japanese.
What?
Two of the visitors are Japanese, and before I started, I copied down some words from my phrasebook.
You've been speaking Japanese?
Just the odd word. Help them out. I've got French and German, too. The book tells you the English pronunciation.
But...
well, with Japanese, it's quite difficult.
But I was chatting to the Japanese couple in the hall. They speak very good English.
Oh.
He's writing a PhD on European architecture.
So you don't think I need my translation?
No.
I think perhaps it's better if you stick to English.
Oh. All right, then. No more Japanese.
Nigel, is this a good idea?
Yes. He's actually doing very well. He's got the patter off by heart. And he's put in a couple of quite good jokes of his own.
Okay.
In fact, I think we can safely leave him to do the rest of the tour.
You're sure?
Yeah. Sneak off now. I've got some much more exciting news. And this isn't to do with great Uncle Rupert.
I've tried. I've been over and over it in my mind. And I just don't see how I could ever do it.
So?
How could I ever bring myself to take Rory in? To have him here in the house and bring him up as one of the family? Oh, darling, do you think I'm being so unreasonable?
No, it's a perfectly natural way to feel.
So I can't see how going to Dublin now will make any difference.
Maybe, maybe not.
So I...
but if you don't, if you stay here and do nothing... We do need to think carefully about the consequences.
Well, Brian didn't seem to worry about the consequences when he left here on Saturday.
No, no, and that's what I mean. Right now, he's completely focused on Rory and what might happen to him when... if Siobhan dies.
Oh, yes.
I'm not defending him. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. He's done some pretty stupid things, but we can't go back and change all that now. The way he feels for his son is a fact. It's something we've got to face up to.
I know.
There is a chance... that he'll decide to take on Rory, whatever you may feel about it. And if he does...
do you really think that...
I don't know, Mum. But what if he does? What would you do then? I know it's tough, but it might happen. You've got to consider it.
Oh, I don't know. How can I possibly...
Would you stay here? Would you leave him?
I do still love him. I don't want to lose him.
Okay.
Or lose our home, or break up the family, or lose everything.
So...
I can't even bear to think about it.
So, somehow you need to find a way to stop that happening.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, just help me. Tell me, what am I supposed to do?
Mum, I have been here too, remember, when Ian wanted a baby.
Yes, but it's...
well, okay, different circumstances, but it came to the same thing in the end. I had a choice between leaving the man I love or making a compromise to save our relationship. And you remember what you told me then? You told me to stay with him, and you were right. To take on the whole person, whatever their faults and differences.
Faults.
I'm not comparing Brian to Ian, but you loved him enough to forgive his affair with Siobhan. I'm sure he still loves you.
Does he?
Why didn't he just leave you then, after Rory was born? He stayed for you and the farm and his family. You're still the centre of his world. I don't think he wants to lose that any more than you do.
No, I don't.
All right, none of this excuses what he's done to you. He's not been a perfect husband, far from it. But when you married, he took on Debbie and me. Without the slightest hesitation, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, yes, he did.
And that can't have been so easy. He must have had to work at it.
Oh, he did. He was so good with you.
Well, I know, Mum, there were difficulties. And still are, sometimes. But I'm here, aren't I?
Yes. But is that really the same?
I don't know, Mum. I'm just speaking from my own experience. And none of this may do anything to change the way you feel about Rory. But if you never even meet him, how will you be sure?
There you are, in black and white. We now have official regional wine status.
Hey, great!
Letter came in this morning.
Well done, after all your hard work.
Our teamwork.
All your frosty mornings out with the pruning shears.
Well, it's all been worth it. Now, we'll have to start the labelling.
1,000 bottles?
Oh, it shouldn't take so long. Here, I'll show you. One pile of labels, self-stick, and... There. Well, how long did that take?
So only 999 left to go.
If we both muck in, we'll have a proper go tonight. See how far we get. Then we'll have to start delivering a case to all our pickers.
Okay.
And that'll still leave plenty for us.
Plenty of room to store it, too.
Yes. All those empty racks ready and waiting. Lower Loxley wine in our own cellar. Hmm?
Julia would have been very proud.
Dear old mummy. I'd have had to have kept an eye on the keys there. And I wonder what old Rupert would have made of it all.
Wasn't he a teetotaler?
If you believe the rumours of his Paris days, quite the opposite.
I do think it's such a sad story.
Yes. It was keeping me awake last night.
I noticed.
Well, the poor chap got a pretty raw deal. I mean, the way my side of the family twisted the facts, completely ignored his bravery and idealism.
Yes.
Just because they didn't approve of his lifestyle.
Or the way he stood by Anna when she made her unsuitable marriage.
Yes.
I'd have liked to have met Anna. She sounds very un-Pargeter-like.
Married beneath her. A mortal sin, as far as the rest of the family were concerned.
You do surprise me.
There. That's 4 bottles labelled already. We'll have them done in no time.
Hello? Anyone down here?
Ah.
Yes, we're here.
Hello, Bert.
I looked for you at the end of my tour, but you were gone.
No, we...
You were doing so well, Bert.
Oh, was I?
We thought you could manage perfectly well on your own.
Yes.
You didn't need us there to nanny you.
What Nigel says is absolutely right.
So, are you going to let me do it again?
Well...
What do you think, Lizzie?
Oh, I think Bert's obviously a natural.
Me too.
Oh.
We'll need you to take your turn at room stewarding as well, of course, from time to time.
Oh, of course.
All right, Bert. You are hereby promoted to official tour guide.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I know you won't be disappointed.
Can I come in?
Hi, Mum.
Not interrupting your work, am I, darling?
That's okay.
Were you busy chatting to your friends?
Both.
Do you mind if we talk for a moment?
Sure, what's the problem?
No, no problem. Well, not really, it's just that, would you mind if I went away for a couple of days?
No, that's fine, Mum.
Well, don't you even want to know where I'm going?
To join Dad in Dublin?
Yes. I'll leave you plenty of food, and I've asked Adam to keep an eye on things.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Well, are you sure? You really don't mind?
No, why should I?
Alice, look, please, can you just leave the computer for 1 minute?
Mum, I'm really happy that you want to go and be with Dad in Dublin. Honestly, I think it's a really great idea. It'd be good for both of you.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Alice...
Mum, I know I've been busy, but I still live here. I'm not blind or deaf.
What?
When you and Dad sit through a whole meal without hardly speaking to each other.
Oh, come on.
Like you did last Friday. I do notice, hey, maybe there's a few minor marital problems here.
Your father's been working very hard, and I've been busy too.
Okay. So if you want to spend some quality time together, that's cool.
All right. Thanks.
You go, Mum. You don't have to worry about me.
Hey!
Hello!
Oh, not you as well.
What?
This cricket club race, everyone's out doing...
No, nothing to do with that.
Oh.
Just out for a run, okay?
Okay.
And please don't mention cricket while I'm around.
So, what about your favourite cricket player then, eh?
Not him either. Especially not that. I'm single now, remember?
Yeah. So, you still fancy going out then?
Definitely, if you do.
You free tonight?
Yes.
So, can I pick you up around...
Hello. Is it busy in there? In the hall? The voting? Local elections?
Oh,
I've not been in yet.
No, me neither.
I was going to pop in later.
Oh, well, I don't suppose there's an enormous queue.
Nancy Fulfie! Trot on! Trot on!
Goodness.
Good boy.
Weird.
Another voter.
What, Linda or the llama?
Now, steady. Steady, walk, walk, walk on. Good boy.
Afternoon, Linda. Come to vote?
No, I called in first thing this morning. Fulfie and I are in training.
Oh.
Yes, Molly's going to ride him round the course on Monday, so we need to tone up those thigh muscles.
Yes.
Yes, me too.
I'll see you later then, Fallon, yeah?
Okay.
I'll give you a call, all right?
Bye. Right then. Jill, can I just say... Oh, now, don't pull, Fulfie. Don't pull. Be patient.
Say what?
My B&B idea. Thank you so much for your words of advice.
So what have you decided?
Well, Robert and I have talked it all through carefully, and we've done our research, we've worked it all out, and yes, we're going ahead.
That's exciting.
Well, it makes such perfect sense. All those empty rooms going to waste.
If you think you can manage it.
And we both work locally. Robert's self-employed. So one of us can always be there to welcome our guests.
And what about the breakfasts?
I'm going to see if I can move my shifts at Grey Gables. Do the later ones instead. It shouldn't be a problem.
Well, in that case...
So we're going to see if we can convert two of our rooms for guests. I've already sent a letter to the planning authority.
Well, I can't see why they should put any difficult... Hello?
Hello?
David, not with you.
He's coming down later.
Is everything all right?
It's these cow costumes. I'm going round the bend.
Cow costumes?
Please, can you come and rescue me?
Round and round.
You spent too long on that roundabout.
It's funny.
I told you, you'll make yourself sick. Look, why don't you ever go on the slide?
Round and round.
Come here. Let's see if I can tickle you better. There. Who's my special boy? You got a kiss for your daddy? That's it. Now, better now?
Round and round.
You're making me feel giddy too. Oh. Go on, off you go. See how fast you can slide.
Brian?
I got you.
Jenny, where... I mean, how...
I asked at reception and they said you're out here.
So...
I took my morning flight and I've only just arrived.
So why did you change your mind?
Brian, look, just because I'm here, it doesn't mean that you must not draw any conclusions.
Oh.
I was getting all wound up at home and... I didn't know what to think, so I felt it was better if I came to be with you.
I'm so glad. I've been hoping...
Look, it doesn't mean that I've changed my mind about anything, though.
All right, I understand.
Well, so long as that's clear from the start.
But why didn't you say? Why didn't you call?
Well, I did call once, but you weren't answering, and... So then I thought, well, I didn't want you to make any special arrangements, and I didn't want you to change any plans for me, so...
Yes, I see. Well, you needn't have worried. Roy and I are just messing about here.
Yes, I saw.
Siobhan. Siobhan's at her mother's. She's having a quiet day. Actually, Roy and I were going on to the zoo. Would you like to...
Daddy, can we go on the swing?
Whoa, just a minute.
Please.
All right, but there's somebody here who's come to see you. This is Jennifer. Are you going to say hello? Come on, no need to be shy.
Hello.
Hello, Rory.
Oh, Josh says it's too tight round the legs, so it'll have to be adjusted.
Yes.
The zip's gone on Pip's milkmaid dress, and I haven't even started on my costume yet.
And David?
I tried satin, and it all fell apart.
And what are these?
Oh, I've been trying to stick cow ears on the bike helmets.
I see.
It's not funny, Jill. Wish I'd never started this whole thing.
Right. So, we've got three whole costumes to make and the other two to finish.
Yes. It's impossible.
Yes.
I'm afraid you're right.
So, you can't...
It'd be quite a demanding job, even for a team of skilled dressmakers. But for you and me, and in the time we've got left...
So what am I going to do?
The cow costumes are far too complicated. We'll have to go for something much simpler.
But the kids want to be cows and buckets and...
Well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid they'll just have to compromise.
Now, what have we got here?
Oh, look.
I can see.
Well, oh,
Here, let me lift you up. There.
What are they?
They're rhinos. Oh, aren't they huge?
They look scary.
They do, don't they?
He's lucky you're not on the other side of the fence.
Are you scared, Jennifer?
Bit.
They're in the mud.
Yes, they are.
I would like to be muddy like that.
I bet you would. Oh, look. Ooh, that one's a bit cross.
Are they going to fight?
No. They're just arguing a bit.
Put me down now.
All right. Look, if you go then, stand by that girl, see? Look, you'll have a good view from there. That's a good boy.
Well...
Jay, it's lovely to have you along, but... I mean, do say if you've had enough.
No.
Because you could always go and sit in the restaurant.
No, really. No, I'm fine. That's why I've come all this way. To be with you and...
You're doing so well. Because I know how hard this must be for you.
Well, I can't pretend it's easy, Brian. In fact, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Well, I do appreciate it. I'm so grateful.
Well, I'm here now, and I think it was probably the right decision to come.
Rory seems to be getting over his shyness. Look, he's chatting away.
Well, yes, he seems quite a self-confident little boy.
Oh, well, he's not like that with everyone, especially if he's not met them before.
Oh.
And he doesn't always open up, even to people he knows.
Daddy, she's got an ice cream.
Oh, well, look, shall we have one too?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, let's see if I've got any money.
No, look, I'll get these.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I'd like to.
All right.
So, Rory, what would you like? Chocolate or strawberry?
Well, they do say owners look like their pets, don't they? I mean, if you put a wig on her, Llama Rama, you'd hardly spot the difference, would you?
Oh, don't be so mean.
Well, it's true. It's like Wallace and Gromit.
What?
Well, they're dead ringers, are they?
Oh, you were in a weird mood tonight.
Well, that's nice to chill out, isn't it?
So, are you ready for another?
There's no rush, is there?
No.
Not like we're out to win a prize now, is it?
True. Oh, it's nice going out with someone I'm not interested in. Oh, sorry, no offence.
Nah, none taken.
No pressure, no stress, not worrying about my hair and clothes, not pretending to laugh at someone's sad jokes.
Yeah.
And best of all, we've been here, what, half an hour? And still not one mention of the cricket.
Yeah, no, we came here to forget all about that, now, didn't we?
Definitely.
So, how's the rest of your life? How's the band?
What band?
Well, when are you going to make that single you keep talking about?
We've not even practiced much since Easter. They're all off doing their own thing.
Well, that's a shame.
There's not much going on at home either.
No?
If I'm not stuck in my room, then I'm down working at the bar. There's only so long you can spend watching DVDs.
Tell me about it.
So boring. I think I was getting desperate. I think that's why I ended up going out with Batsman.
Yeah, say no more.
Hey, look, and I'm sorry, I didn't come here to moan.
That's all right. I'm in the same boat, really. And how you feel?
Really?
Well, my life's not so great at the moment, is it?
Oh.
Well, no, it's been worse, but... Well, none of my mates are around. Jazz has got his milk round, and... No, can't seem to go into the village without bumping into Emma.
You still find that hard?
That's never going to be easy, is it? Oh, and George... I've just got to try and live with it.
So you can leave all that behind for tonight and talk to me, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's to being free and single.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Oh. I'll get the next one when you're ready.
Yeah, my stomach's rumbling. You fancy getting something to eat?
Oh, I could murder a curry.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, great. Oh, this is so nice, Ed.
Yeah.
We ought to do it more often.
Oh, sorry I'm so late.
That's all right.
I got back as quick as I could. Rory wouldn't settle, so I had to read him another story. And then Siobhan needed to talk, so...
I thought you'd probably be a while.
Look, I was going to pop down to the bar for a nightcap. Would you like to come?
No, thanks, no. It's been a long day.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, well, perhaps I'll give it a miss.
No, no, you go if you want. I'll be fine.
Well, it might help me sleep. Oh, Jenny, this really does mean so much to me, you being here and meeting Rory.
I did mean what I said, Brian. Nothing's changed. I'm not making any commitments.
No, 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 of course. No, I don't want to push you into anything. Let's take it one step at a time, OK?
Brian, I called Alice while you were out.
Oh, is she all right?
Yeah, yeah, she's fine, but... You know, I do so hate having to lie to her.
Mm. I mean, do you think she...
No, but she's not stupid. She knows there's something wrong between us. And if she ever does find out the truth, well, I...
Well, let's not worry about that now.
Well, of course I worry.
Well, look, try and get a good night's sleep. I'll probably slip off quite early tomorrow. I need to settle a few things with Siobhan before we leave.
So you are coming home?
Yes, yes, I'm booked. I've stayed too long already. And it'd be nice for us to fly back together.
Yeah, all right. Well, you go and have your drink.
Can I just ask you one thing?
What?
Well, now you've met Rory, how did you find him?
It's a shame. Oh, he seems quite a sweet little boy. And it's not his fault he's got mixed up in all this.
No.
And for any child to lose his mother, it's... Well, we'll just have to hope and pray it never happens.
Yes. Yes. Well,
good night, then. I expect I'll be asleep by the time you come up.
Okay. Good night.
Hold your arms up. Well, I see if I can
careful.
Just...
Careful, it's only pinned.
It still needs to come in a bit.
Oh, Jill, why am I so useless?
Well, it's difficult fitting yourself. You should have called me sooner.
You've done so much already, and I should be able to do it.
Are there any more pins?
Oh, there on the side.
Right.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello.
Another costume drama.
Not funny, David.
Okay, well, maybe this'll cheer you up. I just heard from the dairy. Our cell count's down again.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, great, isn't it?
Fantastic. What's the figure?
Well, it's averaging out at a touch over 150.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, well done, love.
Oh, am I?
You're a bit prickly. No, it's quite a feat to get it down so quickly.
Oh, thanks for helping with
Josh!
It.
Josh!
Oh, here come the ravening hordes.
Josh, you're disgusting!
It wasn't me.
That is such a lie, Mum. Look what Josh did to my bag.
Okay, okay. No need to fuss. It'll brush off when it's dry.
Oh, hi, Gran.
Ben, take your shoes off before you... Ben!
You have to be quicker than that, David.
I'm hungry.
Okay, you'll just have to wait a few minutes.
Mum, why are you wearing a dress?
It's an old one of Grandma's. We're trying to make it fit.
Why?
For me costume.
But you're going to be a cow.
Well, you see, Pip, there's been a slight change of plan.
What?
It was a lovely idea. The cows in the bucket and... But it was just too complicated. Oh. It's not possible. We can't finish it in time. So
your mum and I... had an even better idea.
What?
Well, your dad and the boys are all going to be ploughboys.
What ploughmen?
And you and I are both going to be milkmaids. So, what do you think?
Mum, you've got to be joking.
Why?
I can't go wearing the same costume as you.
Why ever not?
And anyway, Mum's way too old to be a milkmaid.
Oh, thanks very much.
Dad, what does a ploughboy wear?
Oh, well...
And anyway, I thought of it first.
Ploughboys used to look very smart. They wore a smock, see?
You'll
like
still
this.
Have your own dress.
No,
you look just as nice.
I'm not wearing a dress.
No, it's not a dress, it's a smock. I'm wearing one too.
No! I don't want to look like a girl.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Josh.
Oh, mind! It's all come undone.
Oh, sorry,
no, Jill, it's my fault.
Oh, great.
I can't do this.
So what if my dress falls apart too?
Pip, that's enough.
Never mind, let's see if we can rescue
it. No. Leave it, Mum.
David, we've only got till Monday.
Yes, I know, and we can't go through this all weekend. We'll end up barking.
But the costume...
There's a costume hire place in Borchester, right? It might just be the answer to our prayers.
I'm sorry I can't stay longer.
Rory's going to miss you.
Oh, I miss him too.
Listen, I can see why you have to go now.
Yeah. Well, it's not just because of Jenny. I'll have a mountain of paperwork waiting for me.
Of course. And I've got my next round of chemo soon, so I shan't be such good company.
I hope it's not too grim for you.
Oh, I'm getting used to it.
And I'll try and come back as soon as it's humanly possible.
That would be nice.
I'll tell Rory I will, so I'll have to keep my promise.
So, what about Jennifer? Do you think she's moved at all?
Well, if I'm honest, I'm finding it hard to judge how she's feeling right now.
Honest?
Yes, I mean, darling, no more lies, no more pretense, I promise. I'm being as truthful with you as I can.
All right.
But I really don't know what's in her mind. She's being very careful not to commit herself, to give anything away.
And she won't see me?
No.
So why did she come over, do you think?
Well, perhaps she's still not sure how she feels herself.
That doesn't sound too hopeful.
No, I think it is. I mean, the fact that she came over at all speaks for itself. At the very least, she must be keeping an open mind.
Maybe.
And, I mean, Rory was on such good form yesterday. She was charming the birds off the trees. Well, Jenny's not immune to all that. I could see he was starting to win her round. But the last thing I want to do now is to push her. Best thing for me is to back off and give her some space, so that she can think it all through and sort out her emotions.
So in the meantime, what do I say to Niamh and my mother?
Well, the same as before. Tell them you don't want to be rushed into making any decisions.
I'll do the best I can.
Please, please, try and be patient. I'm sure Jenny will see that we have to do whatever's best for Rory.
Okay. I'll stop nagging you about it.
And stop worrying, too. You just concentrate on getting better. Then maybe...
Yeah.
Okay, who am I? All right, who am I? You can always trust a dishonest man to be dishonest.
Jack Sparrow.
You got it.
The parrot was kind of a giveaway.
That worked. So what do you think?
Well, you can't bike 9 miles with a stuffed parrot on your shoulder.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's only one pirate costume left. What are the rest of us going to wear?
Nurses.
Oh, we've got a real theme going there, haven't we? Nurses of the Caribbean.
5 of us in the same outfit, though. It's going to severely limit our options.
Oh, we'll find something.
Well, it would have to be the one weekend they're almost hired out.
What did she say? Why?
Something about a corporate do in town.
Well, honestly, I'm not going to be fussy. Anything's better than trying to make them myself.
Yeah, well, after all your hard work with the cows...
I'm so glad we're back in the clear. I was sure it'd take longer than this.
Well, you identified the problem, you took the right measures, and now...
Who's
Dad? Oh-ho! Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Joshua the mask on.
I'm going to cut your leg off.
No, since when did Superman use a sword?
Yeah!
Oh, watch it! Oh, you got one of those too, matey!
Tell him not to be so stupid.
Oh, that's lovely, Pip. So sweet.
Are you joking?
Yeah, fairy wings, they really suit you.
If you think I'm going like this...
Why not?
If you need me to tell you, Dad...
Oh, you're just trying them on for size, eh?
Oh, there's nothing else here, it's all rubbish.
Oh, come on, we've hardly started looking.
Wait. Hang on. Here's something...
Oh!
What about these?
I'm almost done. Just a few more things to pack.
Well, there's still plenty of time.
If you make sure you've got everything of yours from the bathroom.
All right.
I called Alice.
Now, was she at home?
I think she must have been at college. Left a message on her mobile telling her which flight we'd be on.
Okay.
And the same for Adam.
Thanks.
Oh, now, where did I put my earrings?
Are these the ones?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, and, here.
Oh, it's a card.
It is from Rory.
Oh.
He made it himself. As a thank you for taking him to the zoo.
He said it was for both of us.
Really? Well, that was sweet of him.
It was quite spontaneous. He just presented it to me when I left.
I can see he's put a lot of effort into it.
Yes, well, I thought you'd like to see it. I'll put it in my case.
Brian, if I've learnt anything over the last 2 days, it's that Rory's become a part of your life. Far more so than I ever suspected, and also that you're actually very important to him as well.
Yes.
Well, I suppose given all those clandestine visits to Germany...
I may not be perfect, but...
Well, all right, darling. All right, I'm not going to argue about all that now.
Well, the simple fact is, whatever my faults, I'm the only father he's got.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to understand that, and it's something that I just have to take into account.
So what does that...
Look, it doesn't mean anything. It's something else that I need to think about, that's all.
All right.
Well, you better finish your packing, or we're going to miss the flight.
Jill!
Oh, hello. You're back.
Is everything okay?
Yes, fine. Here.
What?
The keys to Rickyard.
So, why...
I had a call from Emma.
Oh, this was an afternoon to clean the place out.
It's all right. She's managed it fine.
I gave her the spare keys.
Yes. But she couldn't remember how to turn off the mains.
Oh,
that's why she called me.
Oh, thanks so much.
No problem. It's hard to find the tab if you don't know where to look.
You poor thing. You spent half your life rushing over here to bail us out.
Bloody noble of me, isn't it?
She's done a good job?
Yes, the place looks spotless.
Great.
Well, as Emma says, it's a shame to leave it empty.
I know, Jill.
It's really quite a cosy little house when it's tidy.
Yeah, just cool it. Come on, calm down.
What's this?
Our trip to the fancy dress hire.
Hi, Mum.
How did you get on?
I'm well.
The choice was limited, but...
We went, we saw, and we paid by credit card.
So what is all this?
Swords, helmets, tunics for the boys. These toga things for me and Ruth and Pip.
Togas?
Yeah, so look out, Ambridge. The Romans are coming.
No delays, anyway.
No, it looks okay.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I'll be glad to get home.
You fancy a coffee?
No, thanks. I'm all right here.
I think I might just take a stroll around the shops.
You know there's nothing you want to buy.
God, I spent too much of my life hanging around airports.
Oh, come on. Sit down, relax, and... Oh, read the paper.
Wish I could relax.
Brian, I know you want me to decide, to come up with an answer.
Darling.
To make your life easier, so you can tell Siobhan and make all the arrangements.
No.
But I am not ready for that.
Well, I'm not trying to pressurize you.
I can't say anything until I am absolutely sure. One way or the other.
All right. It's just the way Siobhan's being pushed by her mother.
Oh, look, believe me, I want to get this settled just as much as you do.
But, I mean, do you think your visit has made any difference at all to the way you feel?
Oh, don't ask me now, Brian. It's too early to... Oh, it's from Alice.
Anything urgent?
No. She's fine. Hope you and Dad are okay too. Have a good flight. That's all.
So, are we okay, Jenny?
I don't know.